Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody, finally, we're back. It's now back to the original ClickFunnels Radio. I can't even believe it's been 375 episodes, almost 3.5 years. When I originally started this thing, I thought there's no way in the world I would ever get even to 37, let alone 375. It's just a, it's a fun journey. I highly recommend anybody who's looking at the whole podcasting thing, if you're considering, you've got a message you want to get out there, podcasting is probably one of the very best ways of doing it. So I highly recommend you do that. Right now, though, what I want to kind of talk to you about, first off, is behind the scenes of the birthday launch, and some of the crazy things that happened with that, as well as a tying into, I think frequently, a lot of people see everything we're doing at ClickFunnels, like, oh my gosh, it's like Frank Curran was talking about, you guys must just sit around and just throw rolls of hundreds at each other. I'm like, no, Frank, it's not quite like that. It's been one of those things, there's been lots of ups and downs along the journey, but the most important thing is the speed of momentum and the importance of just pushing forward and making things happen. And realizing that failure is just not an option. You learn from it, you grow, and you just keep going and going and going and going. And as I consider kind of a few of the different things, so let me, first of all, let's address the whole birthday launch. So September 23rd was the birthday launch, and we were sitting there trying to figure out, Russell was in Fiji at the time, and John was like, you know, Dave, we've got to find some way for us to be able to get a whole bunch of just viral rumors and stuff going, and it's like, you know, maybe we could ask some of our friends to start some, and you're like, we just didn't feel right about that. It just didn't feel authentic, and there'd be like nothing worse in the world than starting a viral rumor and realizing that someone asked you to start it. I was just like, that just doesn't sit with us. So when Russell was over in Fiji, he actually created a video with Dan Usher, and Dan was real adamant about making sure that he captured the moment of the concern and the raw emotions that Russell was going through after looking back over 5 years. Well, this video, Russell should have got an Oscar Award nomination for it. It literally went nuts. And for those of you guys who followed it, you saw a ton of predictions. It was posted on our page, but the funnest thing for me was to actually take a look and see at how many other things people were doing on their own pages talking about what was going to happen to ClickFunnels. And it was fascinating for me from a couple of different things. So understand, whenever you're creating a culture or creating a movement, hook, story, offer are things you have to make sure that you're always using. There has to be something that hooks people in. There has to be a story. And it has to be an emotional story. And you should start those stories at the height of the moment, right when things are falling down and collapsing. I probably would have been better off if I'd started this whole podcast off with the idea of, we got an email 15 minutes before Russell's supposed to go live saying there's no way in the world that we'll actually be able to get FunnelFlix live. And we had to postpone the entire launch. That's how it started. That was what actually happened. And it was like, no way in the world. How are we going to pull this off? It would have been a much better hook starting with that than how I started. My main reason to mention that is, as you take a look at what happened, the hook basically that was set originally with Russell's video was a lot of the emotion. And so I want to make sure you understand that sometimes it can be words and it can be triggers and things like that, but raw emotion in video is probably one of the best things, because people connect with emotion. People understand and they try to read into it because they have innately this charitable desire to help people. And for us, it wasn't anything manufactured. It was real. It was raw. It was exactly how Russell was feeling at the time. And as we fast forward, you know, we got back, posted that, tons of rumors started flying. And then it just became this rumor mill. And I was super worried and cautious as far as which rumors, did I like something? Do I not like something? Was it going to feed other things? So I really just went dark. I did not respond to anything. And it was interesting, the lack of response actually created more curiosity, created more people going, why is no one talking? What's going on? And my only reason to mention that to you is to understand that whenever you're launching something, and we're not real big on the whole product launch cycle where you have one launch a year. For us, we're launching things all the time. But the key is you have to make some sort of an event around it. So for us, what we ended up doing was we created a brand new backdrop at our home office on the stage. We had people, basically our staff came in, created a more of a setting and a set for Russell to read his book. And the event about reading his book and everything else, all of that was done in an effort to basically help people understand what was going to take place. So we still had that same backdrop up there from Traffic Secrets. So we have an event where we know we're going to be going live. Usually we always go live anytime you're launching something. We used to make the mistake of, let's start it first thing in the morning. So we always launch things at 10 a.m. I learned that the hard way. It's the worst thing in the world because you guaranteed something's going to go wrong. So if you take a look, most of our webinars are usually at noon Mountain Time, which is 2 Eastern and 11 Pacific. On this one, I thought, you know what? It's a Monday, and I usually don't like doing things on Monday. I usually prefer it on a Tuesday. So since we decided to do it on a Monday, we went ahead and pushed it off until 2 o'clock, thinking that'll give us enough time to make sure that everything works right and that there aren't any mistakes. Well, literally at 1:45, one of the outside developers who had been working on the FunnelFlix platform sent us a Slack message saying, hey guys, the database is corrupted. I cannot access it. No one will be able to access this. He goes, I think what you should do is just cancel the birthday launch and just do it once we get this thing fixed. Now you have to understand, that's just not an option. When you have 30,000 people who've been registered to attend this Facebook Live, as well as on other platforms, you don't just postpone that. So that's not an option for us. So we reached out to him and said, well, that's not going to work. What other options do we have? And he was just out of luck. He's like, I don't know. So Russell was sitting there talking, and it was like, Russell basically told the team, I'm going live. You guys got to figure this thing out. So I'm sitting there thinking, who do I know at this company would help us basically get out of the jam that we were in? And I started just literally going through my entire Rolodex of anybody. I knew anybody who might know someone over there. Fortunately, I knew one of the high VPs and reached out to him, and he finally got a hold of us after we'd gone through support and didn't get anywhere and had a whole bunch of different things on their table. Well, by this time, we've gotten Todd and Ryan and Nick and Jake, and everybody else is totally all entrenched as far as trying to find out how we're going to get this fixed. Russell starts the Facebook Live. During the middle of Facebook Live, the feed crashes. So we lose the entire feed. John scrambles and gets up a new feed. So understand, these are things that just happen. It's just part of life. I was on a Facebook Live with my son Parker today, and he was frustrated because he's like, oh my gosh, this tech stuff is just not working. And I'm like, Parker, this happens to all of us. This is just part of it. And so when you realize it's part of it, you just go with it. It's like, okay, it's not working here. We got to figure out how to make it work. The other amazing thing, though, was when you start understanding the importance of realizing that failure is not an option, you then start looking for opportunities. How do we make this work? What are the options that are available? The very easiest thing is just say, it's not, you know what, let's postpone, and that's the bailout. When that's not an option, you then start really scrambling, and you start finding, well, what if we gave everybody access to everything and didn't worry about membership levels? Or what if we just opened it up and it's just free to everybody until we can figure this thing out and we get that thing launched? And so we started scrambling with all these different ideas. And the neat thing for me is, as I started to see Russell as he was going through things, I had Holly, who sits at our front desk there. Russell's in the event room. I'm over in the pit basically with everybody there, and she's just relaying messages back and forth. We forgot to tell the rest of the team that actually we were doing a price marinade. So originally it was coming out at we planned to sell it at $297. About a half hour before, Russell and I were talking, and he's like, you know, I think I'm going to do $697. We'll do a price drop. So it goes live at $697, and our entire team goes nuts, and Facebook is blowing up, and they're like, oh my gosh. So one of the things we learned is, even though you may not tell everyone else, you got to at least let your team know what's going on. So this is some of the chaos that's happening, and emotions at this point are super, super high, and everyone's freaking out. The internet crashed. Facebook Live is down, and we don't have a product. So we're scrambling, trying to find out what we can do. And as we continued going through this, the main thing I kept thinking is, there's always a way, there's always a way, there's always a way. It's kind of like a little, I remember as a kid hearing the story as far as the train that says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And he gets all the way up to the top of the mountain, and that's how he finally makes it, and he goes whooshing down the other side. I think that for a lot of us, you have to plant those seeds in your mind that even though everything seems bleak and everything seems dark and there's no way in the world this thing's going to pull it, you're going to be able to pull out of this, you have to have, there's always got to be some hope. And so for me, as I look back at this birthday launch, it was amazing, massive success, huge, huge success. But behind the scenes, it was terrible. You guys didn't see all the problems. You didn't see all the stress. I chewed my fingernails down to nothing and just trying to figure this whole thing out. And as we were trying to get all this in, we finally literally get this thing down. I go running into the event room where Russell has just said, you know what? When it's live, and it's kind of like a Christmas present or birthday present. You're going to love it when you get it. And I'm like, Russell, it's live right then and there. And it was literally that fast. We came down to the very end of the wire to make that happen. And again, my only reason to make mention of this to you is to understand the importance of continuing to push through all the hard stuff. Because it's easy when things get hard and frustrated to think, you know what, it's just not going to work. And would it have really mattered one more day? Probably not. But when you've got a team who understands that, listen, we're going to do everything we possibly can until basically the clock strikes 12 and the witching hour happens or whatever else and Russell has to get off stage, that we're going to keep working on this thing. And I'm so grateful for our team, for Jake, for Nick, for Todd, for Ryan, for Jamie, for everybody, all literally our entire team, Danny, Nick, literally it went on and on and on. Everyone was involved inside and then in the actual event room. Obviously, we had all of our social staff, and John was running that entire team trying to make sure everything was working right. And obviously, Russell just dealing with the emotions and the stress of all this. Realize that as a leader, it's important that you can't let people know. If you come out totally stressed all the time and it's a big fire drill, it sends a terrible message. And so just the fact as far as being as calm as possible, selling and realizing that your job is to sell as many people as possible to help them upgrade. So if you haven't seen it, go check out the replays on YouTube. It's on Facebook. And watch behind. You'll see what happened. Now you'll have the context from behind the scenes and understand, even though it looks like everything's going flawlessly perfect, it wasn't. And I just wanted to share that with you just to realize that, listen, these things happen in business and you just have to deal with them. And the better you are at dealing with them without getting super stressed and having this massive fire drill of emotions, the better you are going to be able to actually handle the next big thing that happens. And the other thing I want to make mention here is if you haven't seen FunnelFlix, by all means, go check out FunnelFlix.com or go to UpgradeNow.com and you get access to all the FunnelFlix content that's out there. It has been a ton of fun working with and negotiating deals with people like Jay Abraham and Tony Robbins and Grant and Garrett J. White and a host of others. We've got a lot more content coming, and I want to make sure that you guys get access to that. So go to UpgradeNow.com, upgrade your account, $297 level, you get access to everything. And then most importantly, start consuming the content and actually use it. Start implementing it. Again, we're super excited to be back as ClickFunnels Radio. The whole purpose of this podcast is to launch things and let you know that on an ongoing basis, some of the main things we're going to be looking at is having at least an interview a week, and I'll probably come on once a week and kind of tell you some of the things that are going on behind the scenes, kind of like this, try to give you more of the emotion and the stories of what's actually taking place. So have an amazing day. I can't thank you enough for being with me. I know some of you guys have been here from the very beginning. Those of you guys who are just joining us, we welcome you to the ClickFunnels Radio podcast family. Please subscribe. More importantly, if you don't mind, if you like this podcast or other ones, share it on your social. Invite your friends to subscribe and listen as well. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you guys soon.